first case is a no-show, so the second case will be number 23-153.
23-153. Yep.
Good morning. Morning, good morning.
Good.
Okay, you may begin with a brief opening statement.
Issuing authority.
First identify yourself.
Sergeant John Iamazzo, IOMMAZZO, Waterbury Police Department.
Thank you.
This was a denial based off a Nix hit. And Nix hit is still in effect.
So.
What is the nature of the Nix hit?
It is, let me read it exactly. Adjudicated or committed mental defective.
Which is a prohibited category according to the 68 Gun Control Act. Okay. All right, we'll make a brief opening statement.
Yeah, we have no idea what that's in reference to. We did not receive document from Waterbury within 10 days. As far as I can tell from all checks, the only mental history he has is some kind of a school disciplinary when he was 10 years old, 30 years ago. He has no arrest record. We can find no indication. We believe this is just either a mistaken identity or something. But given the fact that I don't have any documents from Waterbury, I have no way to even tell how to proceed.
Do we have any further information about the Nix hit?
Everything was submitted in the packet. The NCS collect, it's hitting on his fingerprints, it's hitting on his collect background. It is, the Nix hit is still there as of yesterday. And I don't have a date on it, but it's a Nix hit, so it's confirmed it's there.
When I read the file, it looked like that was put in place on 6/10/2013. There was a date, a creation date.
2013? Anything? Could I ask whether or not Waterbury provided these documents to us and whether or not the board received them?
Board received.
I know you did.
Yep.
Were they timely received here or?
Yes, late Monday, the day they're due, yes. We received them.
Could I ask what town you live in?
Waterbury.
You still live in Waterbury?
Did they go to?
I sent the email out. It goes out to Nancy and to the appellant. I don't have the ability with our system to do a read receipt or receipt like that, so, I mean, it gets sent out, I don't.
Do you have a copy of the email with the email address you sent it to?
On me? No, I don't.
I guess that email was to the board.
Right, I got it.
Yeah, but did you also send the packet to the appellant?
Yes.
Email?
I email everything out.
To the attorney or to the appellant?
He was just retained. The attorney was just retained.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I was unaware that he had.
Do you know what email you sent it to the appellant?
He put on his application.
If this is in fact a Nix, the answer may be to continue this hearing. So I can try and inquire of Nix. I'm going to take a guess that this is just a case of a mistake within Nix because my client's telling me he has no incidents in 2013. We're not aware of anything, but obviously if it's within Nix, I have no knowledge of it. I have no way to respond to that today.
How old was the appellant in 2013?
25 years old. Roughly 10 years ago. How old are you now?
14 and 13, 27.
So you're 38 right now, so 27.
Okay, so this would not be the 13-year-old one that you referred to, or 10-year-old, whatever it was?
Yes. No, it would not, Your Honor.
Have you been hospitalized for any mental issue, either by force or on your own?
No.
Or you would have been evaluated for some type of psychiatric issue?
I don't, I'm sorry.
We're just trying to help you out.
Thank you, Chief.
Well, you know, the hit on the record would be a disqualifier from this board granting the permit at this point. But I think your point's well taken about trying to get additional information so you could either respond or withdraw the appeal or whatever, so.
I've got a double problem. I've got the problem of lack of notice from the police department, number one. And number two, I understand the mix. I understand you're bound by the disqualifier. If the sergeant can provide my office with a copy of the report, I will reach back to Nick's and we'll try to find out. Sometimes what we find is that there's two people with the same date of birth on it. It'll get confused through Nick's that way. But our belief is that this is simply an error.
And so the appellant was aware of the what the denial was for?
Yes.
Yeah, he is aware of that.
When the original denial came through, whatever that was, two, 3 years ago.
Yeah, two.
I'm told that it's on there. I've only been retained in this for 2 days.
Yep.
He doesn't have a copy of any of those original papers. So that's what he told me he thought it was. But
I think that's what he wrote on his question to us.
Right, which I don't have either.
Yep.
Did you get an email with these documents?
No.
You did not get it?
No. 2 years ago, I got an email saying why they denied it.
Right, now this would have been recently, like 10 days ago.
We send ours out certified mail, so his original denial went out by certified mail.
Right.
So it was received by him, again.
But the packet was sent by email.
But the packet for this hearing.
Yes, this
he's saying it isn't.
But as Colonel said, on the appellant's response, he stated he was well aware of the Nixon. He actually repeated it verbatim. So he was aware of what the hit was, what the issue was.
Any discussion by the board on this?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I would like to give the attorney now hired an opportunity to research and then advise his client.
I would agree.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So I will grant the continuance, and Nancy, you can reschedule this thing for whenever. I know there's probably going to be a time delay in here, given all the backlog we have, but I think in the interest of justice, you deserve the opportunity to learn what the charge is. So. Okay, so it will be continued.
Does December 12th work for you, or is that's too close?
I doubt I'll hear back from FBI by then.
Okay, then I'll be in touch with you January. Good. All right. Yeah, I'll be in touch with you on that.
And when you send, if you can send it by email, just get a reply.
I was unaware.
I'm sure he'll reply.
Yeah, I was unaware. He had counsel. He made no contact with me either. So.
Got it.
But also, when you send it to me in an email, never mind. I'm going to say, you could tag him in it, but if there's collect records and stuff, you can't.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We will see.